Operation Triplefin cracks down on car cruisers, antisocial behavior. By Peter McCosser. New legal powers in Nottingham are putting police and council partners firmly on the front foot in driving down antisocial car cruising and associated criminality. A Public Spaces Protection Order, PSPO, came into force on Friday, June 23, 2023, which largely prohibits car cruisers congregating in hotspot locations, including in the Netherfield and Colwick areas, and gives police powers to issue fines. Hotspots for unlicensed gatherings, which have caused road safety, noise, and antisocial behavior concerns, have included the Colwick Industrial Estate and near Victoria Retail Park in Netherfield. The Office of the Police and Crime Commissioner for Nottinghamshire secured £3 million from the Home Office's Safer Streets Fund and has been working with partners across the county to implement a range of schemes to tackle neighborhood crime, antisocial behavior, and violence against women and girls. Nottinghamshire Police and Crime Commissioner Caroline Henry said, "The impact of antisocial behavior on residents and businesses cannot be underestimated and will not be accepted. This operation is a great example of police and partner agencies working together to stand up against those who cause safety concerns and intolerable noise nuisance for local people. The additional powers bolster ongoing police work to tackle the issue through Operation Triplefin, an initiative launched in October last year to prevent and reduce antisocial behavior and criminal activity associated with the car cruises. Officers continue to tackle the issue, using both marked and unmarked cars and body-worn video cameras, as part of their tactics to clamp down on individuals causing problems and to keep people safe." 7 Section 59 Warnings. Police units carried out proactive patrols in support of the new order's launch, and Operation Triplefin will continue to run in affected areas to give added protection to affected residents and businesses. A mixture of neighborhood policing, roads policing, and Operation Reacher team members were involved in the patrols. Their activity resulted in 8 people facing fines for breaching the Public Spaces Protection Order, and 7 Section 59 warnings being issued. Section 59 warnings come with police national computer, PNC, markers being placed on vehicles and individuals, meaning any other like behavior in the next 12 months can result in prosecution and vehicle seizure. One person was also arrested on suspicion of driving while under the influence of drugs, and another person was reported for traffic offenses. Sergeant James Carrington, who has led on Operation Triplefin, said, "We are continuing to make our presence felt, to combat the antisocial use of vehicles in affected areas, using a mixture of engagement, education, and enforcement. We will continue to police the operation going forward, and now the Public Spaces Protection Order is in place, which we know our partners at Jedling Borough Council have worked hard on to put into effect alongside us." Meanwhile, car cruisers have been warned they could be prosecuted if they attend gatherings after the installation of a new CCTV camera. The high-tech camera, capable to 360-degree viewing, has been put up at the entrance to the retail park site, near the new Sainsbury's, off Colwick Loop Road, following funding from the Safer Streets project. Leader of Jedling Borough Council, Councillor John Clark MBE, said, "This is a great start to the work to stop car cruising events in the area. The order is strict but fair to ensure we get the right people who have been making the lives of local residents so difficult recently."